Hello, loyal listeners. Hello, loyal viewers. Hello, internet people of all descriptions. It's great to have you here on this very special episode of the Brass Bandcast Re-Nationals Recap. This is a podcast about love, life, music, rehearsal, conductors playing solos, and so much more. Robin, how are you?
I am good. Yay! We're trying a new technology. Our last technology didn't work, and this one hopefully will work. So we wasted Tim's good outro where he actually remembered what he was supposed to say. I don't know. You said it in a better order. It's always better in the first take, isn't it? So we try to capture our magic in the first take every time.
There's just so much magic to capture, I find, Robin. It's really it's a lot.
And if you're disappointed, we don't have a special guest today. No special guests. That's because it's taken us a long time to organize ourselves post-nationals. Recap. Well, look,
let's be fair, Robin. I think it's taken you a long time to organise me.
I've had nothing to do post-nationals. It's been like every night a night off rehearsal. That's amazing, isn't it? Everyone gives you a week off, correct?
Well, I went to like a band dinner tonight for the Footscray Brass. Nice. That was nice. So we went to the pub and I had a chicken parma. And chips.
Didn't you have enough band dinners at Nationals? Don't you have like four nights of band dinners at Nationals?
I don't know, but where?
Keep talking. I hope the audience can still hear you because I cannot.
I was asking you how your Nationals was.
My what?
Your Nationals.
Oh, I thought you said my nuptials. Whoa, that's a bit rude. Okay.
How was that? Let's go back in time.
My Nationals were amazing. How are your Nationals?
I'm still recovering. It was quite exhaustive, but I had a lot of fun.
I didn't bring you dumplings this year. I kind of forgot about you entirely. Sorry, Tim.
Yeah, I did feel a bit forgotten about, but I was having so much fun. I think I love Nationals more than anyone else, so I had the best time.
Yeah, that's fun. Oh, well, that's good. I did see you on the last night. And on the Friday night, you made an appearance at my band party and everyone was very excited.
Oh, that's right. I saw you out and about two times.
Two times. That's more than I mostly see you in Nationals because you're normally very busy and you did a good job this year.
Oh, Robin, I think you did a very good job. You did a good job. Oh, you didn't fall off that stage. I saw the photos.
I didn't fall off the stage. Everyone was very worried. But no, like the stream was really good. I tell you what, for some reason I went back on my band's page and looked at old videos and there was a stream. It was a stream from like 2012. Were you streaming then or was that too early? And it was so bad. I was like, oh, God, it's like grainy and terrible and the microphone quality was awful. Yeah.
It's possible that when my phone goes to sleep that people can't hear me talking anymore.
Oh, and that's what it is. Put your phone on non-battery, like, stay always on. Do not disturb. Okay, we're sorting out our technological differences. I was hoping the listeners at home could still hear you, but this will be simpler. It will take me less time in Audacity to try to edit us out talking over each other. But anyway, so you know, your old streams, they were bad and your new streams are good. It's like super
apparently
quality.
But then I'll probably end up looking back at my new streams in a year or two and be like, that was rubbish. That was terrible.
Oh, okay. How could I afford good? We now stream in 5 million K or some kind of new way to stream, right?
I really want to get to 5K one day, then 6K, 7K, just keep on going up.
Does that exist? Is that a thing? I don't know anything about.
I could make it happen, right?
Okay, make a 5K. Awesome.
So do you think our podcast was like, because there's a kiss of death, right? And that's where you say someone's good and then they do a really bad job. I feel like our podcast was a little bit the opposite of that because I thought that some of our podcast guests ended up doing really, really well. I thought Jared and Fenella and Jade all had a fantastic Nationals from what I could tell.
They were all amazing. Everyone's listening to our podcast. They want to be on our podcast. I had like more than two people ask me at Nationals if they could be on our podcast, maybe because they want to succeed in their next endeavor. Do you think?
It could be the secret.
I was just impressed that more than two people listen to our podcast, other than people I've personally told about. But anyway, we'll get on to that. But so, yeah, Nationals was fun. How do you compare it to past Nationals? How do you compare it to Newcastle? You liked it?
It felt the organizing team was a little bit smaller than Newcastle. But I thought they did a really good job. I thought for myself personally, the nights seemed to finish around 8 or 9 p.m., like the final band performances were done. So I was out of the venue a lot earlier than I'm used to. So I got to go around and socialize and see a few more people. And that was really nice. I thought Hall was an interesting one to play in for the A and C grade because my microphone feed sounded pretty different to like sitting in the hall feeds. I liked the hub. I thought that was good with the trade stands and stuff. I ended up enjoying the street much or the parade of bands. It was in that parade square. I thought it was fun. I thought like, were there about 30 or 40 bands that came to nationals?
Yeah.
About 16 or 17 that did the much or like around about half opted in. And I thought that was pretty cool.
Mm.
I give nationals a thumbs up.
Thumbs up for nationals. Yeah. I thought it was a good nationals. Yeah. My only gripe, I was telling Tim about this before we started, was there were too many pubs in Adelaide. In Newcastle, there was only one. I don't know if this is a bad thing about Newcastle. There was like one pub that was open right at the end. So everyone went there and you're like, here's where everyone is. But there were too many pubs still open in Adelaide. And sometimes on the last night, I went to one where they thought there was people out and ended up people at the other one and I missed most of the people and I was a bit disappointed. So someone said next year we should organize, like we should say this is the pub. The poor nationals organisers have enough to deal with, but someone should say. Fenella said she'd do it. Are you talking about this? Go.
I'm steps ahead with a secret plan for a central nationals socialising hub for 2025.
In Bendigo.
Details in Bendigo. People have been contacted. Liquor licence have been applied for. We'll see what happens.
Oh, that's so exciting! Yeah, because we need a place. I think there was a New Zealand Nationals once where they had an actual official after party and that was really good because it was like everyone went there.
I think, it's really good. I think having an opening function could be good as well because I was chatting a lot with some of the musicians from the Western Australian Wind Symphony who came over for their first in-person Nationals and they really wanted to make friends and talk to people. Mm. And I think they found it a bit challenging to figure out where the people were they wanted to make friends with. So I was doing a bit of friend matchmaking on the day, which was kind of – but it would be – great to have like the place you go to as a welcome or meet everyone or a celebration, I think.
It seemed to be by accident. Like we were at a pub for dinner. I'm like, oh, there's Glen Orchie. I'll chat with them. But like that was completely by accident. Otherwise I would have missed them. Those fun guys. They're fun.
Yeah. Hey, are there people listening to us live right now?
No. Oh, someone is?
Are they?
Radames. Who's Radames? And Clancy. Oh, there's people listening to us live. Did they get a notification that we were streaming?
Know.
Anyway, we're going to be more organized. We're going to do Thursdays as our day because you're down to one rehearsal with Footscray, correct? And I don't have rehearsals on Thursday. We're going to have Thursday as our day. This Thursday I have a committee meeting. But anyway, 9 p.m. and we've got a guest lined up and we're going to be more organized this year, aren't we, Tim?
Very organised this year.
For the next 3 weeks, we're going to be more organised than we were. I say last year. My brain in band goes in like nationals years. Does anyone else do that? It's like Easter is the end of the band year.
Mm.
It's kind of a weird year, isn't it? Because you start the actual normal people year and you're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And that's like because nationals is the peak, the climax, the ultimate event, right?
Well,
and then everything builds to that. Well, yeah, I mean, there's other things, but like that's the kind of goal of that's your big peak every year. So it's like that's like your end of year, and then we start again, we rebuild, we do our little concerts, we do estates, we do Christmas carols, and then you go back to nationals again. So I always think of it as the next year once nationals is over.
Interesting. So there's like there's the calendar year, there's the financial year, and there's the banding year. Yeah.
Yeah. The banding year follows similar to fringe benefits if anyone else studies tax, but yeah. Easter. Funny time of year to have your main event, isn't it?
No benefits here.
There's so many benefits to band anyway.
I love nationals. I love band.
It is fun. It is fun.
So have you heard there's going to be a rule change I've heard after something that went on stage in the open A-grade brass? Apparently next year all musical directors will be required to play a solo with their band on stage or they'll be disqualified. To show that they can actually do it and they're not just waving their arms around.
Can they sing? Could they play a triangle?
Well, could they? Could they? I don't know. It's a real test. But I've seen one or two comments for anyone who still uses Facebook, and I'm like, what, Facebook?
People still use Facebook.
Dominic Longhurst, who's going to come on.
Tap your screen, Tim. Tap your screen. It's gone to sleep. Don't run out of batteries. Oh, his phone's off.
I was saying,
continue talking, go. Yep.
Dominic Longhurst,
who was conducting the Willoughby Band in the open A grade. He played some of the solo cornet while he was conducting at the same time because he's amazing and they sounded
phenomenal. That was amazing.
One of my favorite.
It was amazing. Holy, it was like, it was a very exciting performance. I will say that. It's one of the only like A grade performances I watched out to finish. That was just like, because I was like, oh my God, what's he going to do? What solo is he going to play next? It was like edge of your seat stuff. And I heard, because I went and like asked around, we had a guy playing tuba who also played tuba in Willoughby, and he's like, yeah, there was one solo he couldn't play because it was like there's too many time changes, so he had to conduct that one. And the actual principal cornet had to play it. But the others he played, and he sounded amazing. It was like,
what is going on? The whole band sounded amazing. I thought it really, I was excited. If it's legal, you should be able to do it. I always say.
Is it being like Andre Rieu? I can't say his name.
It's been like Richard Tognetti, who's the.
Oh, okay.
So he's Australian Chamber Orchestra. He's like the lead violinist who gets up and does a bit of conducting stuff and sort of leads the band from the principal seat, which I think is pretty good because chamber music is like when you're playing without a conductor and you're just like listening and doing good music stuff. So I think good bands are kind of like chamber music ensembles. And Willoughby's obviously always, a good band. Yeah.
The oldest trick in the conducting book is like, I'm going to stop conducting and make you listen.
Do you need a conductor for a march? Do you need a conductor for a march? They're just like going 1-2, 1-2, right?
Yeah, not really.
That's off.
You don't need beautiful solos in a march either, do you? Don't you know? But anyway,
Did your band watch you and follow you when you were conducting the march? Or could you just walked off?
No. Yeah. Oh, I do some dynamics and I make happy faces at them so they don't feel so nervous.
That's
like this when it's quiet, and I remind them to play all the way to the ends of the notes, but that's about all I do. But I do that in rehearsals too, so they should know that by now.
Do you have like cue cards for that? Be like, play all the way to the end, or like, good job, everyone.
I should. I don't need to play. My euphoniums are pretty good, so if I picked up and played the euphonium, I'd probably just stuff them up. I don't know. What instruments would work? What instruments? Tap your phone, Tim. You're just going to have to fiddle with for the entire podcast. And just
this is great technology.
Oh, dear.
Thanks, loyal listeners. I hope you're enjoying this.
Yay. Coverage. Yeah, it's great. The two people who have joined have not left. I wonder if it sends, we'll have to ask them, to send them a little like notification that your favorite podcast is live. I don't know. But anyway, Tim reckons he's good enough friends with Dom to get him on. And then we'll ask him about his favorite wavelength of vibrato. I don't know. I'll have to think. If you've got a great question to ask for Dom, we can ask Dom. But
I was going to ask. So coming up next in the band calendar would be Anzac Day.
Yes.
Are you marching for Anzac Day?
We should have. We're a bit naughty. We'd like, most of our band doesn't really like marching. It was a bit of an effort to get Harmony march, and our other band didn't march. We said we'll do it next year when we've had more practice. But, we're not marching. The next thing for me is the Lady Band, Women in Brass. We'll talk about that later. Yeah, that's coming up.
That's happening like second weekend in May, right?
I know. As Marissa keeps reminding me, I should be practicing. I think she's listened to my podcast and heard I don't practice. So she's like, Robin, you need to practice. Here are your parts. Oh, okay. Fine. Marissa, I will practice for you.
That's not going to be live streamed. I said I was going to live stream it. It's not. It's just going to be recorded and clips going onto YouTube later. So you have to make sure you buy a ticket for Women in Brass.
Oh, yeah, buy a ticket. Yeah, if you're in Sydney. I mean, you could travel to Sydney and do it if you want. Yeah, it's in Sydney this year. That'll be exciting. But, yeah, are you doing the Anzac Day March?
I'll be doing Anzac Day March.
Big one in the city?
Yeah, big one in Melbourne CBD.
Maybe I should come and do it. It's very
come and do it.
I don't have very big arm muscles, and my euphonium is very heavy. But I should do it.
Play triangle.
We do it like every second year. Well, no, but now I play the bass drum. They'll make me play a bass drum. That's really heavy. Oh, I had such a sore back after that street march. Got to stand there for inspection. I'd like lie down on a towel, rolled up towel, get the kinks out of my back. We need a lighter bass drum. That's what we need.
Were you happy with your band on the march?
Yeah. I was happy, as I said. We are here and we did it, and that's more than some other bands that will be not named, i.e. our B-grade band that none of them want to march and they wanted to sleep in instead. Actually, lots of them came to watch us. But, just come and you do and you have fun, and we had fun. But I loved watching all the other bands on the street march. It was really good.
It was pretty fun.
Dandy Dong. Yeah.
The Dandy Bandy. Speaking of your B-grade band, my mum listens to the podcast now as well.
Oh, okay.
And she's really concerned about Doug's arm.
It's better now.
It's better?
Yeah, we were at a rehearsal on Sunday. You didn't even have a sling on. I was like, this guy supposedly broke it. It was just a fracture. Yeah, but now he's better now. But he could. I'm not sure if he can play bassoon yet. But hi, Tim's mom.
What's the next thing that you're rehearsing harmony for? Do you have another concert lined up? So you're not doing an Anzac Day. You're doing Women and Brass in May. Is there a harmony?
I think we might go. Well, at the pub, when Ben was at the pub with Vanelli, he said, we're going to her Bright Festival. And he put it in our calendar. I was like, oh, okay. He thought it was Oktoberfest. I was like, June, it's not Oktoberfest. Anyway, he's like, I thought it was like, he's very confused. But anyway, so apparently we're going to that. I was like, committee, we're going to Bright because Ben put it in the calendar. So there we go. Vanella's very persuasive when she's at the pub. We all know Vanella's pretty persuasive. So
yes.
We'll go and do that. And I don't know, I made a schedule, but I can't remember what it says now. Oh, we've got like little gigs around town. We do like the Norwegian National Day. That's always fun. There's a little street march in that. Yeah, that like Norwegians are very into their National Day. They all get dressed up and we play this like all Norwegian songs. It's called Friends of Norway. Yeah. That's our favourite gig of the year. They give us sausages and cake.
Wow.
<That's> the best fantastic. Well-paid gig of the year. How about you? What have you got coming up?
Anzac Day March. I'll go and visit Women and Brass. And then I think Footscray has a cabaret concert on the 31st of May. You should come. Bring some harmony people. Come along. It'll be fun. I'll be there. It's Friday. Friday night.
Yeah. What are you doing? Do you dress up?
I am not sure. I think it's like movie-themed stuff.
Ooh,
so
yeah, movie-themed.
We might be like acting out some movies on stage or something, like a bit of a pantomime.
I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, like one year we did like Ecstasy have got like the Good, the Bad and the Ugly, and all the Cornets had like cowboy hats. They went, la, 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 walked around the stage. I love doing stuff like that. It's so like lame, but it's fun to do. The audience is probably like, you guys are just like pretty lame. But isn't that just brass band? It's like you do a massive contest and sound amazing, and then you just like go to some town hall and go, and play like ABBA Gold and stuff. That's just the culture. I'm explaining to Tim to unlock his phone and get it off. Battery saver mode. Yeah, technology. Oh, we love gigs, don't we?
What other bands did you listen to at Nationals?
Oh, well, I did all the wind bands. So the wind bands were fun too. I haven't gone with the wind bands normally. Yeah. So Knox with him, he competed in B grade. So I didn't hear the A grade wind bands, but it's fun. It's great that like Western Australia came out. Yeah, the wind bands were good. I didn't get a chance to listen to much of the other bands. I was playing in two bands and then...
Yeah, you were busy.
Like I was really busy. I was annoying. But the guy in the hotel room next to us, we had big TVs on the wall with YouTube and he just had your stream going really loud the entire time. So it felt like I was at the contest pretty much every day from just outside his room.
How convenient.
With the extra big speakers just playing. So
I did honestly really enjoy the way that the day sort of finished at 8 or 9 p.m. So there was time to get around and sort of have a chat.
Last year it was too late. I think last year Burundi, I went on stage at like 8:30 p.m. It was really hard to organize like your dinners and stuff when you knew you had to play later. You didn't want to have a big dinner. Whereas it was quite good. Like I think we'd have results at like a 5, 6 p.m. You could go for dinner. Everyone could have their chat and then drinks. So the B grade times worked out really well. The A grade's results were like a bit later, weren't they? Like 8, 9 p.m., weren't they?
Yeah, I think so.
But still enough time to go and have a beverage. Oh, I'll tell you what. On the way home from wind band results, I was already a bit annoyed because we had dinner and then the results were like a bit early. So everyone had to like, woof, they did it really fast and then run to the results And then we came second, yay. But then on the way out, everyone like couldn't agree on the pub. And it was, the group was splintering. And I was like, no, we all have to go to the same pub. And some people go to a different pub. And I was like really grumpy. And I was trying to get my group. I was like, let's go to the pub. And then a possum from a tree did a wee poo on me. Yes. Yes.
No.
From a tree.
Wow.
Oh, it was like such, it was like the worst. And so
like
then
on
I
your head,
lost all
on your shoulder.
It was all over my blacks. Lucky I had a change of blacks, but it was like,
so lucky.
It was just like disgusting. And I screamed bloody murder. I was like, what happened? And then I was falling over laughing. Everyone was laughing at me. Lucky I'm the type of person that can also laugh at myself. Oh, it was pretty funny at the time. But it meant I had to go home and shower. It was all in my hair. So I had to go home and shower. And then the momentum for the pub was extra lost, and no one went to the pub, and it was very sad. We all know how I like to socialize. Yeah.
So was this, and this was on the Saturday night after the wind bands,
Saturday night,
right?
Yeah, after
so
wind
did
bands.
So was that an omen for your Sunday performances?
No, because I was like, guys, I was like, Sunday. I was like, guys, a possum already weed and pooed on me, so nothing bad can be worse than that, right? So everything's out of the way. I didn't fall off the stage. I had some very, if anyone didn't see our performance, I bought these like $25 crazy orange high heels from Temu. Because I was like, oh, the conductor should stand out slightly from the band. So I had these crazy orange shoes, but there wasn't a lot of space on the stage and the conductor's podium was very close to the edge. I saw there was space for a rail, but there was no rail. So I was like, this is a bit of a hazard. And I like move around a bit, take steps backwards. And apparently there was shock and excitement in the audience as to whether or not I would fall off. But I had prepped the band in advance, and our rep player was like, if everything goes really badly, Robin, you can just fall off the stage and they'll let us start again.
That's
Do you
true.
Think they would have let us start again if I'd fallen off?
Well, I think you're allowed to start again if you want to.
How many points would you lose if the conductor fell off the stage? You think?
What if you fell off the stage but your band won? What does that mean?
Would they keep going? Surely not. They'd be concerned about my welfare. Anyway, that was all the comments. I got like very few comments about my band or how they play, but many comments about my shoes and whether or not I would fall off the stage. But that's okay.
And did your band have a good time at Nationals?
I think so. I think we all had a good time. Everyone has a good time at Nationals. I think it's like you get there and enjoy yourself, have dinners. It's like a bit of a bonding. There's no other time like it, really, is there? The
and are you
sort of, yeah.
Have you committed your band to doing Nationals next year in Bendigo?
I think so. I think it's a bit That's of a like, unless there's assumed. Some reason why you can't go, you just always go, especially in your home state. Home yeah. ground advantage, right?
Absolutely.
I think we'll still get a place though, because it's. I always feel a bit let down when the Nationals is in actual Melbourne, and you're just like, you finish your night and you just go home. Is that really? It's really sad when that happens, isn't it?
I like so, Nationals yeah. in smaller places. I thought Newcastle was great. I thought Adelaide was good because it was the right size. I think Bendigo is going to be fantastic. So
yeah,
I'm excited for lots and lots of bands to come along to Bendigo.
Yeah, apparently everyone has to book accommodation early because it's Someone said something about a motorcycle or a car race or something. There's
yeah,
like another
well, there's,
thing in Bendigo at the same weekend.
There is another thing, and there's a big festival. So the main street of Bendigo, I believe, there's a parade that's already happening and it's been booked out for the brass bands and the concert bands if they want to march to be down there. So it's going to be a very large, like in the thousands, semi-captive audience watching the marching. It's going to be quite a big deal.
It's going to be fun. So everyone should march, right, with bunny ears?
Bunny ears were good. I enjoyed the Barbie. Was it the Hyde Street Youth Band?
Yeah, Hyde Street had like Barbie visors. Yeah. Oh, they had a bit of a theme. We always, every Nationals were like, next year we'll think of a better theme for the street march. And then it always gets like 3 weeks before the street march. We're like, oh. We were like, let's do this thing with bunnies, and the bunnies get chased by the thing. And then we get to rehearse. We're like, let's just do a serpentine instead.
That's what Canberra Brass did. That's exactly what Canberra Brass did.
Did you say Canberra Brass?
I did. I was like, they did our thing, but luckily we did it first. But I didn't invent that thing. I got some flack from the people that invented, that first did the serpentine before I even joined Burundi, because you called it the Robin Special. And I didn't even like doing the serpentine. I do it when I'm asked.
I feel like that's the thing that I always see you do on a march.
I know. No, I've done some cool things. One year we did like Superman and we played Superman and we lifted like the smallest child in our band up on some shoulders and everyone else like marched around and doing circles. I try to do some interesting change of direction. We have done the serpentine a few times. Yeah. I will give that. I give you that. But yay, nationals. All right. We don't have a brass band questionnaire this week, do we? But that's okay.
No, it's just us.
Have we talked about everything?
National. Oh, I think it's worth saying congratulations. I know probably a lot of people might have watched the live stream, but I still want to say congratulations to everyone who got there and performed. So yeah, I thought there were lots of really good performances, and it's a lot of work to for a conductor to get a band together, for a band to practice, for a band to commit to being there. And they're really good performances, and lots of people were watching on the internet and lots of people in the hall. So I think it was a really fantastic event. I think it was really well run. Everything I saw, all the bands getting onto stage, got on time, they played well, they went off stage, everyone looked happy. So I thought it was great. And the people in Elder Hall who were working there, they helped me out a lot with the stream, and that was nice. So thumbs up. Congratulations, everyone who did nationals. It was great. And if you didn't do nationals and you think about doing it next year, please come along. And if you have any questions or you're looking at putting your D-grade band in or your B-grade band that hasn't been for ages, get in touch with myself or Robin and we can tell you all the secret tricks and how to make nationals look really good.
I'm so in awe of that, like A-grade bands. They should have all won. If I was the adjudicator, I'd be like, you were all amazing, you should all win. But then they probably wouldn't come back because it's like not really the point, I suppose, in the end. But I don't know. They were all so good. Like, how can you even pick, Excelsior just always sounds so like perfect and pretty, and Willoughby was so exciting, and Sydney's just like amazing, and they're all just you're all just amazing. Footscray, you were amazing. It's like putting them in an order is like seems very anti-art, doesn't it? Can they just have five equal winners? Would there be a riot, or would everyone?
I've got strong opinions because I think the purpose of nationals is to play really well and sound really good.
Yeah,
I think it's fun to have a winner. Is it anti-art? I don't think it is, because I reckon in professional music scene, it's all about competition. You don't just become the principal oboe of the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra because everyone gets a go. It's like, well, you won the audition, you know. So I think it does exist in performing arts, a little bit of competitiveness. And I think if you go to a nationals just intending to sound really good on stage and have a good time, you're bound to have a good time. And fingers crossed, you sound good on stage.
Yeah.
So. But how do they pick the winner? I don't know. Adjudicators have really big ears. If you ever see Nick Charles around, massive, massive ears, just huge. Like everything went into those ears, and he could just tell what was good and what wasn't. So,
good. You were all amazing. Anyone who listened who went to nationals, you were all amazing just for being there, right?
And is it bad that one of our musical highlights, involved Fenella's band Wodonga playing the hymn that Jared McCunney wrote on stage? I thought it was a really, really moving performance, and it was in the C grade, and it was a hymn, and that's a performance that sticks with me even more than some of the A grade stuff I heard. Just because you're not an A grade doesn't mean you can't make really good music and be super impressive and sound great on stage. So there you go.
Oh, isn't Jared a little superstar? Friend of the podcast. Yeah.
Breaking news, one of Jared's pieces has been chosen as one of the test works for the 2025 North American Brass Band Championships.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, super exciting.
Wow. Good, Jared. We should have him on again. Everyone should get a turn before we get people on for turns again, I suppose.
No, we're trying to be diverse, which means we can't go back.
But I love Jared. We love you, Jared. Do you think he has time to listen to our podcast? He's a very busy man. He's got to keep composing stuff. So that's it. We're going to have to do another live stream on Thursday, everyone.
Thursday. But on Thursday, I was thinking, Robin, we might do it slightly differently. I'll tell you how.
You don't like my theme that your phone keeps turning off. It's great to try new things. We like trying new things. Yeah.
We love it.
And we've got a guest lined up. It's because at the pub at Glenorchy, they're like, I was talking to some people and someone's like, oh, you're Robin from the podcast. He recognized my voice. That makes me famous.
It is a striking voice, Robin. It is a very striking voice.
I think I said something like, I'm not going to practice for Women in Brass. He's like, you're Robin from the podcast. I was like, yeah. And then a man tapped me on the shoulder, said, I would like to be on your podcast. And I looked at him like, you're that guy in the fabulous shirt who reads out the scores. And it was Looney. And so Looney's on our podcast on Thursday if you want to hear Looney talk about reading out the scores in an interesting way.
Adrian Looney, of course, is part of the National Bands Council of Australia and an important dignitary in the Australian banding world. And it's our pleasure to have him on the podcast on Thursday.
Yay. So if you want to hear him chat, you could always tune in on Thursday at 9 p.m. after my committee meeting, because committee meetings are very important.
Absolutely.
And I'm enjoying my Nationals wine from the – they gave the conductor the bottle of wine. I was going to share it with my band, but I decided not to. Sorry, band. Instead of a trophy, we got a wine. Yay.
Everyone wins.
You didn't get a – did you get a wine, Tim? No.
No.
Louisa got your wine. Apparently it was a nice one.
Mm. Is it? Good.
Oh, yeah. Ben thinks I shouldn't drink it. He thinks I should put it in the cellar.
As
we don't have a cellar, so it'll probably be gone by next week. Yeah. Actually, I've already opened it, so I'm drinking it now. So it didn't go in the cellar. It was drunk by me. Yay.
Yeah, you can't even tell.
Okay. Well, till we sing a song.
Thanks, loyal listeners. I think this could be the end of the episode.
Yeah, but do you have to sing a song?
Oh, what do you want to sing?
I don't know. We should do a march.
Army of the Nile.
That is not the tuba line. You should be going bom, bom,
bom, bom, bom, bom. Yeah. Okay. Bye, love viewers.